This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. A politician jet-setting to Vegas to meet with foreign investors. A sting operation with FBI agents handing off a briefcase of cash to the mayor. Nope, not the plot of American Hustle. Those are the allegations against Patrick Cannon, who resigned yesterday as the mayor of Charlotte. That followed his arrest by federal agents on charges of bribery and extortion. Money and influence reporter Tom Bullock of our sister station WFAE in Charlotte joins us now with the latest. Tom, welcome.
Thanks, Frank.
So back up and talk to us about these allegations. What is former Mayor Cannon charged with?
Well, at its heart, Mayor Cannon, or former Mayor Cannon, is charged with accepting more than $48,000 in cash and gifts. It includes that trip to Las Vegas that you referenced. It also includes use of a luxury apartment here in Charlotte, but the bulk of that is in cash. And it actually goes back to a sting operation that began in 2011.
And what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday was pretty much a big blur here in Charlotte. About noon, we're told by city officials, federal agents armed with a subpoena walked into the mayor's office and immediately started searching his office for evidence. About the same time, they also began searching his business and his house. Just around that time, we're not exactly sure when the arrest took place, but Patrick Cannon was arrested. He is now out on bond, $25,000 unsecured bond. And really, it left city officials and a lot of Charlotte trying to figure out exactly what happened. I was actually there for a press conference, and everybody was really shocked. No one was actually sure exactly what all had happened. The day ended with Patrick Cannon resigning. His letter of resignation was sent to our city manager and the city's top attorney. And he basically says that he's resigning because the charges he's facing would be a distraction for city business.
Now, this comes as federal law enforcement agents have made arrests or announced they have elected officials under investigation in New York, California, Rhode Island, as well as here in North Carolina. Is there any sense that this is part of a kind of organized operation?
We're not sure yet. It's definitely something that we're looking into. I mean, all of these arrests or indictments or charges being levied on the same day in all these different states, you could assume it may be. But right now in the charging documents that we've had access to, there are indications of other ongoing investigations, but if they span beyond the Charlotte area, we're just not certain yet.
Also involved in this investigation, while it was cash that allegedly changed hands, former Mayor Cannon allegedly asked for investment into a feminine hygiene company. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it really does sound like a bad Hollywood movie. But according to federal documents, this actually happened. It was actually the very first time that Mayor Cannon basically solicited a bribe from an undercover FBI agent who was posing as a businessman for a venture capital firm. And what he had in mind was some kind of feminine hygiene product called Hers. There's no record of company product or any kind of information about Hers, but the very first time that Patrick Cannon took money from this undercover agent, it was $12,500 in cash, and he considered it seed money for this apparent investment opportunity.
And these are, at the moment, all allegations, so none of this has been proved yet.
That's exactly right. In fact, we're still waiting to find out, whether a federal grand jury will indict Patrick Cannon. And of course, after that happens, we'll have discovery where his defense team will have a chance to dig through more of the documents that we've seen in part. But this investigation, the sting operation, took place for years, and there's bound to be a lot of information that's still waiting to come out.
We will stay tuned. Tom, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Tom Bullock, a reporter from sister station WFAE in Charlotte.